okay this morning? Good. Good. All right. I need a guinea pig. Okay, Asher. I want you to stand right here. Okay, I need a mature person. Georgia. Oh, you're mine. Now we're not going to argue. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take Asher right over here. Everybody pray for him, okay? Come over here, Asher. Come on over here, Georgia. You're his handler, okay? We're going to have a blindfold. Oh, are you looking?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I can't see anything.
Good.
Only black.
Really?
Yes,
all right.
I can only see that.
Okay. All right. Oh, that was your hair in there. Sorry about that. Okay, now look. Here's what's going to happen. Georgia is going to carefully turn him around three times. We're all going to count with you. And then, Asher, I'm going to call you to come to me. Okay? And you don't let him get hurt, but okay? Let me get over here. All right. Let's start the turning. One. Two.
Three.
That's good enough. All right, Asher. Slowly come to me. Well, no, not over here. Yeah. Watch out. Be careful.
I can't see anything.
No, I don't
know. Hold on.
Okay, come on, Georgia, to help him. Y'all.
Turn left. Okay, stop. Keep walking.
Baby steps.
Okay, look out. Turn right.
Yeah, there you are. Good job. Whoa. I keep getting your hair.
It's
a little intentional there. All right, sit down. All right. No intentional hair pulling there. Okay, guys, listen. Very, very important. We're going to study a story this morning about a guy named Blind Bartimaeus. And it's really a good story, but it's also a scary story. Asher, was it hard to find me without her helping and just when you can't see? It's important to be able to see, right? Huh?
I would use all my other senses. I would use feel and hear.
You would use feel. That's very good. Now, here's the interesting thing. The reason you found me, even though you could have used your other senses, is because Georgia brought you to me. And in the story this morning, where it's a story about Jesus coming through town and a blind man wants Jesus to give him sight because he can't see. And when you can't see, you are dependent on other people to help you go places. It's a terrible, terrible thing to have happen. But you know, there is something worse than physical blindness. Do you know what it is? It's spiritual blindness. What does that mean? Good question. It means when you can't see how much God loves you. It means you don't understand that Jesus came and He died and He was hung on a cross for your sins. It's when you don't understand why He does what He does. It's spiritual blindness is when you don't see in the Bible the stories that He wants you to see. It's a terrible way to be. It's worse than physical blindness. Because without seeing Jesus as the person who loved you and died for you, you don't have love and eternal life. Now, there's a little scripture that I say every time when I have my quiet time when I read the Bible. And here's what it is. It's Psalm 119, verse 18. It says, "Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instruction." And I ask God every time I read the Bible to open not my physical eyes, but to open my spiritual eyes so I can see what it is that He wants me to see. Spiritual blindness is the worst condition to have. It's worse than physical blindness. So ask Jesus, when you're old enough, to understand for His forgiveness, but also to open your eyes. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids and help them to understand that going to church is good and reading their Bible is good, but we need your help. We need to be able to have you open our eyes to see the beautiful truths about salvation and your word. So thank you for these kids, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.